Okay, this is Dave. We started the meeting a few minutes ago. We went through our roll call, in which has a full board plus Will Penman is joining us. We just approved the agenda by unanimous consent, and then we're ready to approve the minutes. Any comments on the minutes? Okay, I'd like the minutes to be approved by unanimous consent. Any disagreement? Minutes approved. Reports. World Juggling Day, I didn't have a lot to say here, but I did want to make some statement on it. World Juggling Day is going along okay. Got way too late of a start this year. Next year that needs to be corrected for sure. I also realized last night as I was doing some stuff that I've yet to post anything on rec.juggling, which is the best way to get the word out. So hopefully I will address that. I wanted to talk to the guy printing our T-shirts, so I knew what our T-shirt deadline is before making that post, and he hasn't gotten back to me. So that stalled me a little. But at any rate, I am there. I would like to ask a favor of the board. Can you register? We actually have very few board members who are listed on there.
Well, that is a question. When I inquired about that a couple months ago, I was told that not to go through the regular registration process.
Right.
So I'm wondering, what is the proper way to register?
If you go to the IJ website and click on events, there's a section for World Juggling Day. And if you go to that section, it's also the top news item, and click on that, you'll see a web page, and hopefully it'll be pretty explanatory.
Oh, Dave, wait a minute. I think there's a disconnect here.
Yeah.
I think he's Tim talking about
I was talking about the festival.
Roll call's not open.
Okay.
Once you get your tickets, you got to go.
Yes, there's a disconnect, and I still don't know what. Can you?
Okay, Tim was asking about registering for the festival, and you were asking the board members to register for World Juggling Day.
Ah, okay, yes, that is correct. As far as you're registering for the festival, Joyce, do you know?
Yes, Katja is getting ready to send out an email to all of the volunteers and tell you how to register. It'll be done through the store, except that you will just say that you're going to send a check. You will use the check payment option, and then you'll just put full comp in there, and we'll change it to already done so that we aren't waiting for a check. So basically it will be zero.
Excuse me, this is Jim Maxwell. Do we still need to go ahead and renew our memberships?
That's a good question, yes. Yes, that would need to be done, and so you would just add a membership to your order.
It would be simpler to do it as two transactions.
I could actually put that as a part of the volunteer package. It may be in there. I'm not sure. I'll have to check and see, because I could put that as an option to add $30 to the volunteer registration. That's true.
That will work out somewhere outside the meeting.
Yeah, Jim, I think that would be better done separately.
This is Bob. I just wanted to point out one thing. I think last year we could – I'm not sure how that worked. We could register also and sign up for – because I think the DVDs were extra, and obviously T-shirts are extra. So that may be something that needs to be addressed too. I'm not sure how – I thought we could pre-register last time for that and just send in a check, but I'm not sure.
Last year, the comp package – this is Jerry Martin.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, the comp package included a T-shirt at no extra charge, but it did not include the DVD package.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm not sure what she's going to do this year.
Okay.
I've spoken – or at least we've traded emails, and we're planning on having a conversation after the board call.
Okay. Was there any
– This is Kim. One question, because I sent in my registration back in March – along with my membership renewal. So I don't know whether that was already dealt with because I put it on my credit card, or because I wasn't sure about the comp packages. I was not aware of them. So I already went ahead and paid. Mm-hmm. And I think, Joyce, you had said something before about you know, we would take care of that later. So I didn't know, should I re-register under the package type thing, or should I not?
No, just leave it alone, and I'll send you a PayPal refund, but you don't need to register again.
Okay.
I'll take care of it.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Joyce.
All right.
Okay. Any other reports today?
I have a question. You were talking about the world juggling day, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
You said the IJA got a late start on that. What exactly do we do for that?
The World Juggling Day, the IJA originally started World Juggling Day. It's on the anniversary of the founding of the IJA. That's why the date is the date that it is.
Okay.
Essentially, we don't do anything. It's a little bit like Christmas, okay? In the sense that you hear bells ringing all the time. No. It's in the sense that it's a little like Christmas in the sense that World Juggling Day happens whether the IJA does anything or not. It's something which the world has grasped fairly well, okay? Having said that, we usually do a couple of things. We have a site where you can register and put your name down and say, I'm going to celebrate. And hopefully we get the number up fairly high and it sounds good, okay? This has kind of petered off in late recent years. We've only had a couple hundred people register. Hopefully we'll change that. It's also a place where you can list an event. And I strongly recommend doing this. I actually got a call from somebody. I live in Phoenix. I got a call from somebody in Phoenix 2 days ago saying, hey, I heard you're having this World Juggling Day event. Saw it on the webpage, gave me a call. So it's a chance to get people who you may not know are out there kind of into juggling and relate to other people. So we want to encourage people to list the event. We want to encourage people to register to make a good showing because it's good press. And there are press opportunities we're hoping for in the future. We also will do some sort of raffle if you do register, but that's really not the main reason for doing it. But we'll give away some stuff and try to promote juggling as a whole and try to enhance positive vibes about the IJA. That answer your question?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
This is Jim Maxwell. I apologize for that interrupting phone call. Was there anything there that I missed that needed to be in the minutes?
I think the minutes can just stay as it is. You don't need to have anything.
The last thing that I have were T-shirts were pending contact with the printer, or?
Well, no.
Okay.
That's not really. Yes, that I'm waiting to get a hold of him. Because I think we're going to do a run just as soon as I talk to him, but that doesn't need to be in the minutes.
Got it.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Anything else? Any other reports? Okay. Continuing business is also empty.
Oh, Dave, I'm sorry. I just thought of this, and I'm sorry. As far as finances, we still have no credit card for Katja for the test expenses.
Yes, there was a flurry of emails going around on that. It sounded like to me somebody had worked something out.
Somewhat, but at this point I did send, just so the board's aware, I sent Andrew Conway an email today because he is our account administrator. Asking him if he could look into where that credit card might be since he's applied for it. Jack McMichaels has not received anything at his home as of yet, and this has been 2 months or more now since Andrew applied for this, so it should have been here well, you know, weeks ago, actually. So just so the board's aware, I did ask Andrew to look into where this credit card may be. Did it get mailed to, you know, somewhere else by accident, just so we're aware of where it is.
Good. Anything else on reports?
This is a question. This is Joyce. This is a question for Kim. Do you know if they got the address, number one, they got the address changed on NetBank, and are you able to send checks online now?
As far as I can send checks online. That is not a problem. And I've already done that for one account with the final or the next payment for the convention, which was like $11,000 and some odd dollars.
Okay, so that has been sent, because I talked with Katja a few days ago, and she was not aware that that had been sent.
Yeah, well, I didn't send it until actually just today, because I've been trying to get stuff done before my surgery tomorrow, so I'm a little bit behind, but that has been sent. It was just sent yesterday.
Okay, good.
Fine. It's just the other expenses, that, you know, T-shirts and whatnot that I'm worried about with her, but I can't find out much more except for sending checks online and checking account balances. Andrew has to do other stuff because he's administrator. I'm just an authorized signer.
Okay, but you are able to send the checks online through NetBank.
Yes.
Good. Okay, then that means that they got the address straightened out. Good.
Great. Okay.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
And let Katja know that you may have already done that. Please let her know that $11,000 has been sent. She was pretty worried about it.
Yeah, I meant to call her today, and I've just been wrapped up in so much stuff. It's funny. So I will call her.
Okay, thanks.
I can mention it in my phone conversation with her tonight.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Okay, anything else? All right. Continuing business, I don't believe we have any. Anyone know otherwise? Okay. New business. David Davis moves the IGA video coordinator is given the authority to negotiate for a test edition, spelled wrong, of a DVD magazine. This got posted on the forum a few days ago. Comments, questions?
This is Bob. I think I understand it, so I'm ready to vote.
Bob, I didn't hear the end of that.
Yeah, I said I think I understand everything that, you know, you answer all my questions. I'm ready to vote, so I'm not sure if anybody else has any questions. It may seems like a pretty straightforward proposal.
Okay. Well,
this is Tim. I'm... Once again, on the road, have not been able to check the forum for the last day or two. Just wanted to find out if there are people. So I know what the basic proposal is, but I've not seen or heard much discussion about it. There are objections or downsides. I would appreciate it if someone could fill me in.
Well, this is Kim, and I did post the response to Dave. I'm not sure I'm totally on board with the motion, only because of the cost involved, and I understand that this is very open and very general, and that's something that kind of concerns me as well. Because we're leaving it open to just investigation, if that's my understanding. Is that right?
You never know.
Hello?
This is Bob. But my understanding of it is, because today I'm not, you know, I'm not sold on a DVD replacing any magazine, but all I think Dave is asking for is that someone investigate the possibility and the cost of doing it. Not that we're going to do it, not that it's a great idea in the future, anything else, simply saying, like when we go to publishers, that, you know, we've got three or four publishers that are willing to talk to us. Same thing here. We've got three or four people that have different options, and I don't see the harm in it. Maybe somebody has something to tell me, but like I say, to me, exploring the options, if somebody wants to do it, if Andrew Conway wants to do it, the video coordinator, go for it. I mean, you know, we may be very surprised. On the other hand, we may be very, you know, surprised the other way and say, wow, that's too expensive. But, I mean, either way, I don't see any downside to just simply exploring the options. That's the way I see it as. It's just simply exploring our options, just trying to get a hold of people and saying, are you even interested in doing this, and what would it cost?
Okay.
Yeah, let me answer that. I think what I intended by this is somewhere slightly in between those two. And by that, I guess I'm saying that I don't intend this. It was meant to be vague enough that it doesn't necessarily force the IJ to do anything. However, at the same time, the fact that there's a motion at all indicates is supposed to be a signal that we are at least fairly comfortable trying some sort of test, and that most likely will have some budget. This doesn't force that, and I would assume that a board is going to approve it before we actually got to that step. But it does send a strong signal that if it gets to that step, there's a good chance the board will okay a test. Now, the test doesn't need to be a full-blown test, okay? And by that I mean that the proposal that Alan put out made a test somewhere in the range of $9,000 for an issue,
mm-hmm.
Okay? We can do that, but a good chunk of that cost involved in that had to do with distributing and replicating and stuff like that. So if you take that out of it, you're down to, I'll say $3,000 in expenses to have the test produced. And that much of a commitment probably should to do with this unless we're willing to somewhat go that way. Who is it that's in a very public place?
That would be me. I've been muting and unmuting as I think I'm about to say something.
Oh, okay.
I will mute again and then.
Well, no. Now that I know, if I hear background voices, I know you want to say something. I'll let you. Go ahead, Tim.
I'm going to mute now.
No. Go ahead, Tim.
This is Kim. I'm happy with that answer. I'm satisfied with that explanation.
Yeah, this
thank
is
you.
Too. I mean, I'm there. You know, like I say, you've cleared it up. You know, like I say, made it clearer that. I mean, you know, I say, I have no problem with, you know, exploring options. I mean, I'd like to do more, and like I say, I'd like to have more than one video person come forward. And I talked to some other people this afternoon, and they it seems there are more than Alan Plotkin interested in doing this. So I think that would be great because competition does breed, you know, a lower cost, one would hope. So, I mean, I think it's a great idea. I just don't want to be committed to anything because, you know, one version, you know, one person's version of a magazine may be different than another person's, or we may have to go that route. So I think that's a good idea.
Okay, this is Tim. Thank you. My questions have been answered.
Okay.
I have a question now. This is Will. So is the proposal to test a full magazine DVD format or the idea of a supplementary DVD like we were talking about with the tipping that could be implemented?
To answer your question, Will, this is Dave again, that almost has no bearing to this particular motion because the motion is to create a DVD that would be a magazine in itself. I mean, it could be something else, but it doesn't matter. That's not being forced by this motion.
It's
nor
like if we would be trying to do that, like trying to create a whole magazine on DVD,
mm-hmm.
then the purpose of that would be then to analyze whether we liked the magazine on DVD form. And it seems like if you're going to make the whole magazine on DVD, and then try to also apply it to just like a supplementary section that you might be having if you also had a magazine at the same time, wouldn't make much sense.
Well, let me try to answer that, or try to I'm not going to answer it straight, so you'll let me know if I cover it or not. Here's what I think will happen, but it is not forced by the motion. What I think will happen is Andrew will talk to hopefully several people and see if somebody can't produce something that will be a somewhat standalone project. It would be too hard to work with anyone else. He will then take that product and probably show it to the board. Okay? Well, first of all, you got to decide whether or not you want to pay for that, and that's when the moment of truth comes. But if the proposal's good, the next step would be to say, okay, let's say Alan for sake of obvious. Alan, we say, okay, Alan, here is $2,500. We want you to produce a DVD magazine. He's then going to go and produce that DVD magazine and hand it back to us. At that time, the board, you know, the next board, your board, will be faced with a decision. What do we want to do with this? Do we want to send it out to a few people as an example of what can happen and get feedback? Do we want to show up and do some test surveys at some local festivals? Mm-hmm. Do we want to include it, tipping it into a magazine? Or do we want to do it as a standalone mailing to our members? Those options are all still wide open because that...
Okay. Know. And that did clear... Were you done there?
Yes.
Okay. That did clear up some things, but then I guess my question is, why would we be doing it in the first place? It seemed like if we're going to do a test, then we should do a test of whatever decision we want to decide about. And it seems like all this test would provide is something to say whether we like DVD content at all or DVD content as a replacement for the magazine. Like, if, do you know what I mean?
Well, let me try to answer what I think your question is, and you can tell me if I'm on the right track. I'm understanding that the question is why would we spend $3,000 to do this test, assuming we get to that stage? And I guess the answer is this. Right now, there are a number of people who have opinions on whether or not a DVD is worth adding to the membership package. Okay? People have different opinions on whether it should be added, whether it should supplement a magazine, whether it could replace a magazine.
Mm-hmm.
All these questions we can certainly theoretically know, but the answer will be much easier to determine when we actually have a product and say, here's what we have, here is what it would look like. We've actually, you don't have to imagine what a DVD would look like. Here's actually what we can deliver. And it takes a lot of the guesswork out of it. At that time, if you want, you can do a poll or marketing survey or
right.
or whatever. Until then, there's always, make decisions, there's always a certain amount of guesswork, but it lessens the amount of guesswork.
Right. I guess I'm wondering what we hope to get out of it. Like, for example, say it works out amazingly, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now we have this DVD magazine that looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
And so would we then use that, like, say everyone agrees that it's a good DVD, like we do all our, you know, polling or whatever we feel like doing, and we decide it's a good thing. So what does that tell us? Does that tell us that we should have something with a DVD in it? Does it tell us we should have that person do it? Is someone talking?
Bob was starting to answer.
No, I was just going to say, I'm sorry, I thought you were done. I was just going to ask Dave to give me a chance.
Oh.
Okay. Bob, do you want to speak first, or do you want me to answer his question first?
Well, like I say, I think it's a different perspective, and like I say, I think it may be helpful.
Okay.
Just from my perspective, Will, what we're looking at is options. We don't have the answers to your questions. We don't know. What I would envision is like when we go to publish and say, look, this is what we kind of would like. You run with it. Be creative. Show us your best effort. You know, and Dave's other option is, you know, which he didn't bring up, is we don't like DVDs. They're too expensive or they're not worth it or we don't think they're worthwhile. I mean, but it would be nice to see at least, you know, two or three people come up with a DVD. And they know, and we could tell them, hey, this could be a supplement, this could be this, do your best effort. It could be a standalone. If it's so outstanding and we are just so wild and say, look, our membership is just going to love it. You know, this thing is just going to knock them dead. They're not going to miss that paper magazine for a month. But on the other hand, we may say, no, this is a nice supplement. You know, can you change this, can change that? The problem I have with it right now is, we're talking, as Dave said, about things we haven't even seen. We don't know costs. We don't know anything. So we're pretty much just putting out an option. Do your best effort. You know, it's like painting a car. You know, if you had a custom paint job. You know, I got this in mind. And then you go to three guys and they do diagrams and you go, oh, that's the one I like, or I don't like any of them. I'm going to keep the color it is. You know, that's the way I view it, and that's what I'm voting for. I just, you know, wanted to make that clear, too, that, you know, there is no, you know, it's not a runaway train that we're not voting on anything particular, but it would be nice to get some input. I mean, there are some creative people out there, and they may have some great ideas. On the other hand, they may be too expensive, or we just don't think we can operate with them.
Yeah, to follow up on what Bob says, I think, to me, the reason for doing a test at all is because one of two things probably needs to be done by the IJA. Either we need to embrace this idea and develop it in some way, and if so, we're going to spend a lot of money on it. And so before we put a lot of money in it, we want to know whether it's likely to work. Or we're going to have a negative result, which is also nice to have, because then we can sit there and say, yes, we thought of that. We tried it. It didn't pan out. Our members didn't like it. And therefore, we know we can save a lot of money. So basically, the purpose of the test is to spend a little money so we know how to spend a lot of money several months from now.
Okay. I think I understand it now. If I could voice a concern I have about it.
Sure.
It seems I'm all for a test. I like the idea of having a test for a radical idea. My concern about this is that it's not a good enough test. What I mean is that it seems like we're going to have the test, and at the end of the test, we're going to say, okay, that was good, but now we're going to need three more series of tests. For example, say the DVD works out really well. And so then we say, okay, well, what does this mean? Well, it either means, I guess we want something to do with the DVD. Now, well, do we want the DVD to be a supplement or to be the full thing? Well, why don't we shell out another $1,000, $2,000, and you develop a supplementary one, so that way we could compare the two results and see whether that's really what we want or not. Or maybe we get a few good different results, and then we say, oh, well, now we know that we want the DVD to be part of it, but we don't know who we want to have do it, so why don't you guys all try again and shell out another money or another sum? And so it seems like there would be a whole succession of testing after this initial test, and maybe that's what needs to happen, but it seems like the way we've been talking about it so far has been like, well, once we approve this proposal and then approve, obviously, whatever the various video developers want to develop, then that'll be the end of it, and we can make our decision from there. And I don't think it's going to be that easy. Am I off base there? Or
I have an answer for you, but would somebody else like to speak before I do?
This
is Kim. Will, I know where you're coming from. To jump into something very new, very innovative is scary as heck. If the members, this is my vision of what I see happening with this, and strictly my vision. If the test works out and we decide to go to some sort of DVD, I see us moving into possibly DVD as a supplement to start out with. If the DVD supplement possibly works out, then you can move to an entire issue, you know, maybe once or twice a year. I see this as being a process rather than a full-fledged let's jump in with both feet and hope for the best.
Okay, so you see – oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to elaborate on that. This is Jim Maxwell. I think, I mean, with any product development, you almost always have to have a prototype.
Right.
You know, something that so you can see where it's possibly headed. And the thing to remember about this motion is that it's not approving anything, any expenditure or anything. It's simply giving authority to explore. It's an exploratory motion. So, you know, I understand your reservations, but at the same time, I think Dave's point is that we have to start somewhere if we're going to explore this at all.
and this is Bob, you know, and this is one of the things, Will, we're going to have to take up as a new board, you know, the next time. Once we see the results, you know, unfortunately, that's our decision, you know, whether we go for things or not. I mean, it's just, you know, kind of a gut level. Do we want to do a lot more testing, or do we just kind of, you know, okay, see what, you know, depending on what testing is, too. You know, I mean, do we ship one out and just say, what do you think? And if it just fails, you go, oh, man, we're not doing that again. But, I mean, those are the decisions we're going to have to make after we see a product because, like Jim says, you know, till you can drive a car, I mean, you know, it's great looking at pictures, but till you actually see the thing, you just don't know.
Yeah, to follow up, to use Bob's analogy there, essentially whenever you're doing any test, including this one, the closer the test goes to your actual reality, the better your test is. And so, to like buying a car, if you want to know whether you should buy a car or not, buy it, drive it for 3 years, and by that time, you will know whether you should buy that car or not. Okay? This test is a lot in the same way. It will not answer all the questions. Maybe we will get lucky and the result will be clear one way or the other. Most likely it'll be murky and there will be further debate about it.
But
having said that, go ahead.
I was just going to say at the same time that, you know, just by having that, we might be able to have a better idea of what needs to be improved or what needs to be changed or what could be done differently. You know, but we have to have something first to look at and sort of see where we want to go with it.
Right. And now if I could ask you a question, Will, though. One of the reasons for going with a DVD is that there is a presumption out there by us old farts that a DVD will be appealing to people of your generation. As such, you are a bit of the expert here on the answer to that question as well as to what the test should include. Do you have any comments on what would be the best test? Or whether this is something likely to be a success among.
From what we've all talked about so far, now it seems like what we really want this test to show is whether we should have DVD content.
Yes.
Jim, I mean, Joyce or Kim, I don't remember who, thought of it more as like a phasing project, and we've all had like various ideas of once a DVD turns out positively, what would happen. So, if we want our test to basically show whether a DVD, whether DVD content would be beneficial, then I think there are a few things that we want our test to include. One would be something. I guess you could divide it up into two like categories. I think it would be important to see what kind of organization would come up DVD-wise, like the layout of it, like how to navigate through the pages or whatever, because easy DVD navigation is essential to DVD use. So if we could see at least that it would be, you know, easy to get around or, you know, like whatever, then that would be one positive thing to start out with. If it was impossible to, you know, be able to browse our DVD without getting to a certain section that we wanted to easily, then we might not want to think about the DVD as quickly. Another thing I think a test could include is the diversity of content that we could have on it.
Just to interrupt real quickly, did you get a chance to read the Alan Plotkin's proposal?
No.
Okay. It's at the bottom of one of the posts. It has a sample layout of content. But go ahead. I didn't
mean
to interrupt you.
Yeah, sorry. I guess I'm operating on outdated information. I think the second thing is the most important to have a DVD test of, like, just mostly an exploration of what kind of content we could have on a DVD. For example, you look at online juggling videos, and we would want something that would be like that you couldn't find online. And so I think some things that you could have there would be like you know, pattern demonstration or clear teaching, or, you know, like you could experiment in our test DVD of all the different uses of a DVD for, like, for jugglers. Like, when we were initially talking about it, we were thinking of why would a DVD be good? And the reason why is because juggling is a, like, a motion action. So if we, if in our test we could see how exactly this would pan out, you know, like we would have, what, tutorials for such and such a trick, you know, or we would have a review of a festival, you know, whatever.
Just to give you an idea, what Alan proposed was to have on a DVD, he expected to have 60 minutes of highlights from regional and international festivals. 15 minutes would be a complete workshop from some festival. So you'd have a complete workshop that you could see. 15 minutes would be a feature story on some performer, presumably interviews and some of their work. 10 minutes would be great performance section from the IJ archive, and another 15 minutes would be various viewer submissions.
Sounds good to me.
Just to give you an idea of, I mean, but to the general idea, yes, I think you are exactly on track, and I suspect your input would be very welcome in the process. Anyone?
Amen.
Okay. In that case, are we ready to vote?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Do I need to reread it?
Yeah, please.
David Davis moves that the IJ video coordinator is given the authority to negotiate for a test edition of a DVD magazine. I'd like this motion to pass by unanimous consent. Any objection? Motion carries. Okay, the next motion is going to be, someone's going to move to recommend that the awards committee be approved. I will say up front here that we're being recorded, and this does involve personalities, so please be careful if we do wish to discuss it. I think it's going to pass without discussion, but if we do want discussion, we may have to address that accordingly. Bob, would you like to speak to this?
Well, I don't want to make the motion since I am in charge of the committee, but yeah, I think.
Yeah, I just wanted you to introduce it.
Yeah, the people we've nominated, you know, I'm sure everybody's had a chance to look at it and stuff.
Could you refresh our memory, please?
Yeah. Okay.
It's okay for that to be in the recording, I think.
Okay.
Or we also have an. I mean, if we really want to go in depth on this, we can go other ways. But I don't think there's going to be any controversy here.
Yeah. Let me get my piece of paper here. I wasn't ready for that. Okay. yeah. Really. Surprise, brush. Then I got to get my glasses. Excellence in Education, David Groff. Historical Achievement, Kumar Polana. Extraordinary Service, Sandy Brown. And Award of Excellence, Passing Zone. The group Passing Zone. And like I say, you know, to be quite honest with you, the committee worked very well. They have, you know, my expertise was the least on there, and I pretty much went with them. But there was a lot of discussion, a lot of hard work, and I think, you know, very clearly, you know, these people deserve the awards. There was some question about, you know, attendance at the festival and stuff, and I'm still not sure. I haven't heard back from Dave Finnegan if everybody can attend. But he did bring up a, you know, perfectly good point. Do we, you know, if they can't attend, then do we go to second best? You know, I'm not sure that's the way awards should be. And it's something, that, if it is a concern, that the board has to take up as a future, you know, parameter of who you decide on. So, like I say, there is no guarantee so far that I know Sandy's going to be there, and I believe David will be there at least. Passing Zone, I believe, is going to be there also. Kumar Polana, I'm not sure. I think he's trying to, but I'm not, like I say, I haven't heard back from Dave Finnegan. But I think it went very well, and I think they're all worthy. That's it.
Okay, anyone want to comment, or can we go straight to vote? In that case, I'd like to go straight to vote. We need somebody to make the motion.
This is Jerry. I move that the recommendations of the awards committee be approved.
All right. Last chance for comment or questions. In that case, I'd like the motion to be approved by unanimous consent. Any objection? Motion carries.
If I can just make a comment at this point, it doesn't have to be for the record or anything, but like World Juggling Day, the awards committee has to be formed a lot earlier. We were really under the time, clock here. And I think it would just benefit everybody if they had more time. But I will address that next year, but it's just one of the notes I had that, I think some of the other awards, if people had had time to really think about it and, investigate, maybe we could have given a few more, actually. But it was just such a time constraint.
For future reference, when was this commissioned or whatever?
If you look at the board minutes, we only set up the committee either at the last meeting or, no, it was the one before that.
Yeah, two meetings ago.
Yeah.
So 2 months ago.
A month and a half ago, actually, because this is an early board meeting. So, probably it needs to be set up about, and I wasn't going to keep track of this being on the board, but it needs to be set up in probably December to give people an idea because they're going to be busy in January or, Christmas, so they can start thinking about it in January because, it is significant, and we really have to get more, more input. I say it went well this year.
Yeah, if I had my dreams on how it would be organized, we would have an ongoing list of nominees.
Yeah.
Because what happens is you often forget about so-and-so when the time comes.
Right, and if they're not as active on the Internet or something and they miss something, you're right. I mean, they don't nominate. So, there are plenty of deserving people for many of the awards. And just as a note, too, Dave Finnegan is going to contact Art Jennings about trying to get back the
Founders Award.
Yeah, because I feel very strongly it should be given when it's deserved. So that'll be a nice positive thing if that works out.
Good. Any other comments? In that case, that was our only new business recorded. Was there anything we missed? Okay. Next meeting, we won't set a time for it. I assume the next meeting, the minutes should just say next meeting will occur at Portland, mm-hmm. at the Portland Festival at a
Woo-hoo.
Time.
Tim first, again.
Yep.
Hello again. Can anyone hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, my mute function worked just fine, but I couldn't unmute. So I had to just hang up a few minutes ago, and now I have a chance to call back.
Okay, I think I heard you click out. I don't know. We voted. Did you vote for the awards committee thing or not? We passed by unanimous consent. You have a problem with that?
I do not have a problem with that. Thank you for checking.
Okay. Yeah, okay. And we're setting the next meeting for just sometime at Portland. I will say that, it probably should just be at that, but sometimes that can be a little hard to arrange at Portland because so many people have such busy schedules. But for now, I think that's the best we can do.
Sounds good.
Yep.
Okay. In that case, I remind everybody again for the end of June and July up to the festival, a good chunk of that I'll be in Europe. So I will try to be checking email and web, but it will probably be very scanty. Do not count on getting a hold of me.
As will I. This is Jim Maxwell. And before we adjourn, I would like to thank, for the record, the service of Dave Davis and Joyce Howard on the board for the last 2 years, and even longer for Dave.
Oh,
thank you.
Yes, I second that.
Hear, hear.
Yes, thank you.
Hear, hear.
Thanks.
And Tim first.
Oh, and Tim first. I'm sorry, Tim. Thank you.
We were muting it.
And on a technical point, we ought to include Jerry Martin because it's not guaranteed he'll be reelected.
This is true.
Right.
But, okay. Anything else tonight?
I have a question. So if we're just postponing it, or if we're just setting the new date for Portland sometime, will that be hard to coordinate once we're all there?
I doubt it.
Okay.
First of all, let me go over that a little. There will be a general meeting. I believe it's on Wednesday. I haven't checked. for the entire IJA. That is an official meeting of the organization. Board members probably ought to be at that. Everything else shuts down during that meeting. Okay? So there will be no conflicts for that meeting. It's also when the election gets held. We will do, as we did last year, there will be a short formal business meeting followed by a longer, more informal discussion with the membership. Okay? At that point, most likely all board members will be in a perfect position to talk, arrange for a meeting. Probably right then and there is an acceptable time to meet. If not, I would recommend at 5 or 6 o'clock that evening being a possible time to meet.
This is Jim Maxwell. I'm looking at the schedule now. And, yes, the IJA annual business meeting will be in the main gym noon to 2 on Wednesday. And, yeah, there's – yeah, that's it.
Yeah, this is Bob, too. I think we're going to try and meet because I think all the board members agree that just try to get together either informally or formally several times during Portland, either over a pizza or some sort of dinner kind of thing, just so we can start to discuss things because it is very daunting once you're there and it's only one meeting. So I think we are going to try to plan a little more, you know, get together so we can at least discuss some things.
Right.
Leading up to that, I would recommend some discussion about who gets my job.
Okay, do you know what area this will get me into? Because I'm supposed to meet someone in the band right after their sound check.
I think you'll figure that all out.
Aquinas, I don't know, but...
Anything else?
I think if you go around the concourse here...
I would, before everybody leaves, I just want to say thank you for switching the meeting to Tuesday night with my impending surgery tomorrow. So thank you. I appreciate that.
I wish you luck with it.
Thank you.
Be well.
Okay.
Thank you for the service.
We're ready to adjourn, I guess. I need an official. Somebody needs to move it.
I'll move. This is Kim.
Kim moves to adjourn. There's no discussion on such a point. We take a vote. I'd like to approve it by unanimous consent. Any objection? Okay. Meeting is adjourned at 8:52 Eastern Time by unanimous consent. Thank you all. I look forward to seeing you at Portland. Please
take
some passing time for me.
See you in Portland.
Thank you.
See you there.
Have a great
time
at Europe, sir.
Nice meeting you, Will.
Nice meeting you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye, all.
Bye, all.
Bye-bye.